This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Suicide bombings ripped through two mosques in Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 57 people and injuring dozens more as believers marked the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, police and health officials said. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the blast, one of which was reported to have trapped dozens under rubble. A surge in militant attacks in Pakistan's western provinces has cast a shadow on election preparations and public campaigning in the run-up to January's general elections, but until now the attacks had mostly targeted security forces. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of the top commanders of the Wagner military contractor to take charge of what he calls volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The order signals the Kremlin's efforts to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Putin has told Andrei Trosev that his task is to form volunteer units that could perform combat tasks, primarily in the war zone. The meeting appears to reflect the Kremlin's plan to redeploy some of the Wagner mercenaries to the front line in Ukraine, following their brief mutiny in June and their chief's suspicious death in a plane crash on August 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Veteran U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a titan of American political history, who notched a string of legislative achievements during a trailblazing three-decade career in the Senate, has died at 90 years old, according to media reports Friday. She had already announced her retirement this February as her health worsened and following a number of missteps that threatened her legacy. The Californian was widowed last year. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden let off a fiery attack on Donald Trump Thursday, warning his predecessor and his Make America Great Again, or MAGA, movement is a threat to American democracy. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
Biden chose to make the latest in a series of speeches at an event to honor the late Senator John McCain, a one-time prisoner of war who Trump at one point denounced as, quote, not a war hero.
There's an extremist movement. Does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career.
Arizona is likely a battleground state in next year's presidential race, and Trump is Biden's likely opponent with a firm lead in recent polls.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. The U.S. government is 2 days from a partial shutdown on Friday as a handful of hardline House Republicans refuse to support a bipartisan stopgap spending bill meant to give lawmakers more time to negotiate a full-year deal. The National Park Service will close. The Securities and Exchange Commission will suspend most of its regulatory activities. And hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed beginning on Sunday if Congress does not pass a spending package that can be signed into law by President Joe Biden before then. Exiled Afghan female athletes are participating in the 2023 Asian Games in China. They say they want to raise awareness of the plight of women in Afghanistan who are barred from playing any sports in the country. Wahid Faizi has the story, narrated by Elizabeth Cherniff.
The Afghan women's volleyball team is preparing for its first Asian Games in a training center in Hangzhou, China. Most of these players arrived from Iran, not their native Afghanistan, where the Taliban has banned women from playing any sports. The athletes say they want to play for the women of Afghanistan who are deprived of their rights. Some of these players fled Afghanistan for Iran after the Taliban seized power in August 2021. For Wahid Faizi, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
The wife of Gabon's ousted president, Ali Bongo, has been charged with money laundering and other offenses, the public prosecutor said Friday, a month after a coup toppled her husband. Bongo's wife and one of the couple's sons have been accused by the coup leader of having pulled the strings in the oil-rich country. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.